Wildcat Nation, and welcome to the first Bethlehem Wildcast, the weekly podcast where we deliver the news, weather, and other fun factoids. To start out, we go to Cason and Jacob with news.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this week's podcast. Me and my co-host Jacob will be going over the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with the weather report.
Do not forget that the senior class will be selling barbecue sandwiches throughout the month of September. Also, students, make sure to attend our annual See You at the Poll, September 28th. Progress reports will also be sent home on this day as well.
Attention, there are many deadlines coming up this week. This includes the barn dance tickets must be purchased by the 29th, with the dance on the 30th. Join us for a yeehaw awesome time. And Teens for Christ and FCCLA dues are due by the 30th.
And that is all the news we have for this week, folks. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the coming days. September 24th, Saturday. Sunny and warm with a high of 89 and a low of 67. No likelihood of rain so far. 25th, Sunday, cloudy afternoon with a slight chance of rain, pretty much warm weather with a high of 90 and a low of 70. 26th, Monday, a slight overcast, but overall warm weather with a high of 85 and a low of 70, a small possibility of rain. Tuesday, another decently warm day with a high of 85 and a low of 67 that night, a slight chance of rain. Wednesday, clear skies, nice warm weather with a high of 86 and a low of 66 that night, and as usual, a small possibility of rain. All weather reports were accurate as of Tuesday, 9/20, and were provided by MyForecast.com. And now for our tech report, History of the Week and Funky Factoids.
Hello everyone, my name is Aiden with the Bethlehem Wildcast, and I'm here to inform you on some of the newest features of the Google Pixel 7. The Google Pixel 7 has some new and amazing features, such as the new Magic Eraser, which you can erase any unwanted things in your pictures. They also have a new face and blur system that helps you get picture-perfect pictures. This new amazing phone also has the new voice typing mode, so you can text without ever having to type one letter. But those aren't the only new and amazing features. It also has the new motion mode for more perspectives. It also has a real tone system built in to capture your true skin tone. Also, my source for all of this wonderful information on the new Google Pixel 7 features are from www.techradar.com.
Hello, my name is Oliver, and I'm here to introduce Funky Factoids of the Week with the Bethlehem Wildcast. Did you know that the planet Uranus spins about 90 degrees sideways compared to the other planets, and Jupiter's moon has towering volcanic eruptions, and Mars boasts a volcano bigger than the entire state of Hawaii? Mars' largest valley could eat the Grand Canyon for breakfast, and Mercury is still shrinking. That's it for the Funky Factoids for this week. All sources for this came from www.space.com.
Hello, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. In 1941, September 25th, U.S. General Dwight D. Eisenhower announces the surrender of Italy to Allies during World War II. Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler reacted with Operation Axis, the German occupation of Italy. On September 22nd, 1828, Saka, founder of the Zulu Kingdom of Southern Africa, is murdered by his two half-brothers after his mental illness threatens to destroy the Zulu tribe. On September 23, 1969, American baseball great Willie Mays hits his 601st homer, the first since Babe Ruth's previous 600. On September 24, 1834, in Portugal, the War of Two Brothers ends with the death of King Pedro, 4 months after the exile of his brother Miguel. Thank you, and come back next week on This Week in History. Oh, and a friendly reminder that all the information from this podcast is from the History Channel. Thank you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Frank recommending to you fun and cool video games. Today I'll be recommending Slime Rancher. Slime Rancher is rated E for everyone, so no worries to any parents. And the creator of this phenomenal game is none other than Monomi Park. Beatrix Lipiu, our main character, she wants to make a living wrangling slimes on a planet distant in the galaxy named Far Far Range. You'll start with slots that you fill with different components such as gardens or corrals. You'll need throughout your playthrough. You feed slimes to produce a valuable material which you'll sell for new books so you can expand your farm for more room. Just keep an eye out for treasure pods that'll contain irreplaceable goodies. That's it for me. Next week, tune in for Time on Frog Island. This week's game came from SlimeRancherFandom.com.
Hello everyone, my name is Ricky, and I'm going to provide facts about animals that you will enjoy. Our first animal is the owl, which has many different breeds, including the snowy owl, which has a white coloration to it. The snowy owl ranges from the western Aleutians in Alaska to northeastern Manitoba. These owls are native to most Arctic regions. It is mainly known as one of the biggest owl breed. During breeding season of the snowy owl, they mostly survive on a diet of lemmings and voles. Snowy owls normally lay about 5 to 8 eggs during the time of giving birth. The next owl breed is the stilt owl, which has been extinct for about 100 years. The reason behind the stilt owl's extinction were the introduction of pigs and Polynesian rats, but human agriculture and construction could have also affected their life. The stilt owl was native to the Hawaiian Islands when it was alive. The stilt owl was also known as the Grylistrix, which could be translated to owl on stilts. Well, folks, that's all of our facts for today, but make sure to swing back next week for some new facts. This week's sources come from Kadaddle.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, we'll be talking about a well-known classic, the deviously delightful film of Beetlejuice. The movie centers around the deceased Maitland couple, played by Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, as they attempt to deal with the new residents of their former home. The film was released to good reception from critics, and even grossed $74.2 million at the box office, compared to a $15 million budget. I highly recommend the movie to anyone who wants a fun family comedy that's not afraid to give a little zany twist to the afterlife. That's all for now, folks. Tune in next week when we take on the high-paced speedways in Speed Racer. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcat Sports segment. My name is Cole, and I am joined by Roman and John. We are going to look at a few sporting events for this coming up week. The Lady Wildcat volleyball team takes on Bozeman September 26th at home. JV starts at 5, and varsity starts at 6. The Lady Wildcats are 7-3 on the season.
The Bethlehem men's golf team will play September 29th versus PDL High School at Dogwood Lakes. Wildcats golf is currently 3-1 on the season, with 10 matches left before districts. Our middle school boys basketball is currently 2-3 on the season and will travel to Malone on September 29th for the final game of the season. B team is at 4 and A team is at 6.
The middle school girls are 0-8 on the season and will be traveling to Malone September the 29th and will be playing at 5 p.m. One more game October the 6th to end off the season.
That's all the sporting events for this coming up week. Join us next week for all the stats. Go Cats!
And that's all for this week's episode. Tune in next week for more games, films, and facts. Thanks for listening.